Caldecott winning couple Philip and Aaron Stead have a new book out, but this time they're sharing the byline with the author who started the story more than 100 years ago, Mark Twain. 16 pages of handwritten notes were discovered in the Mark Twain archive in 2011, notes Twain jotted down himself after telling his daughters a bedtime story in 1879. The Steads were asked to complete the story in book form, and the result was a collaborative effort with Twain titled The Purloining of Prince Oleomargarine. Two of the collaborators were unavailable for comment, but I was able to speak with author Philip Stead about the undertaking of such a project.
We had sort of an unusual task, which was we wanted to be faithful to the story that Mark Twain would have told, but we also wanted to be faithful to the story that we would tell if given the chance, and we were being given the chance. So to sort of bridge that gap between the two of us, we decided that it was okay to treat this book as a piece of living oral tradition, a story that was told out loud. It was always meant to be told out loud. And then we imagined that it was told to us. And then after it was told to us, it was our job to now tell it to you. And like any piece of oral tradition, it changes, it evolves and changes based on who's doing the telling. And if this book is successful, I think it's because we were able to treat it like it was a living thing and not just a relic from over 100 years ago.
Hear my entire interview with Philip Stead in the Marginalia podcast at kmuw.org or on iTunes. For KMUW, I'm Beth Golay.